You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
And welcome into the Fan Evening Show. I am Jason Mackey. That was Joel Nelson. Thank you very much, Joel, for the introduction. It's great to be back.
Likewise.
Always a pleasure working with you, my friend. I'm going to put you to work tonight, though. I'm sorry. We're going to have a busy night with guests. I didn't really plan it that way, but just kind of worked out, and I'm not mad about it. Going to have a lot of fun tonight, get to a lot of different topics. It's going to be a little bit of a different show. Oftentimes when I'm in here, I like to start with some sort of big question or an opening monologue or something that is a little bit different than the rest of the show. Going to scrap that tonight. Have a special treat, a special guest, Connor Griffin. You should know that name. Premium prospect throughout Major League Baseball. The Pirates' top position player prospect. He'll join me at 6:30. Really looking forward to that. That's how we're going to kick off today's show, with an interview with Connor Griffin. I've been after this a little while, and we're going to make it happen. We're going to make it happen. It's been 20 games now for Connor Griffin with High A Greensboro and is absolutely tearing the cover off the ball. He's becoming a really just a fantastic national story with how far up in the prospect rankings he's ascended. Now, Bubba Chandler is still the Pirates guy, right? I mean, we're all waiting for Bubba Chandler. He's going to get up here. It's exciting. He's going to be part of this young rotation. His presence may or may not influence what they do with Mitch Keller. I think Andrew Heaney and Bailey Falter are different conversations, different from each other even. But Connor Griffin plays a really important role, I think, within the Pirates' sort of prospect hierarchy. For one, if he continues to hit, who knows what that says about Ben Cherington. Also, they need bats. They're going to need a shortstop. They could need an outfielder. I don't know where Connor Griffin is going to slot in, but everything about this kid has been positive. So I'm excited to talk to him at 6:30. It's also kind of an appropriate feeling here as we sit on July 3rd. Hey, breaking news, the 4th of July is tomorrow. A big holiday where I'm from in Brentwood. Not going to be making it there myself. I'll actually be sitting in this seat with Donnie Football, Donnie Baseball, Donnie Chedrick doing an impromptu morning show appearance. But in any case, 4th of July usually framed by fireworks. And there have been a lot of explosions around here lately. A lot of stories. Omar Khan extended today over in Steelers land. The Penguins make 13 picks in the NHL draft. Can't say they're really exploding with the start of free agency, but some interesting things as they're rebuild seems to get a little extended. And a lot of explosions, at least for the home team at PNC Park, during basically a flawless homestand. And by the way, a massive Steelers trade. One of the biggest we've ever seen. So we'll talk about all of that. Not going to ignore it. We have the next 4.5 hours together. We will have a lot to get into again to set the stage for the rest of the show. Connor Griffin, 6:30. Kevin Gorman from the Tribune Review will join me at 7:30, talk a little general Pirates stuff. And oh yeah, I keep forgetting things that happened. Dave Parker, unfortunately, of course, passed away over the weekend. Kind of got swept up in some other stuff happening, but I want to remember him with Kent Tekulve. And Teek has an unbelievable, unbelievable perspective on Parker, what he meant to the Pirates, and also just the gift of storytelling. Something I don't have, not in the same way that Teek does. Just the perspective and the reverence that he has for Parker. I want to get into that at 8 o'clock. Matt Venzel will finish us off at 9 o'clock, at least in terms of the guests and keeping Joel busy. We'll talk some Penguins with Matt. And I am intrigued by what the Penguins are doing. Not trying to go down this rabbit hole this early because I do want to keep the talk to baseball early on in the show. But you draft that many guys. You have two first-round picks, you turn them into three. Yeah, one of them you have to move down to get them. There's some differences in how the Penguins are viewing some of these guys versus external scouting services. I covered hockey for 5 years. I was around it pretty intimately. I can tell you that is not something you should get hung up on. How prospects are ranked internally versus externally. Teams have their own sort of scouting evaluation. It's hockey, too. It's not a start-stop sport. It's not as easy to quantify. It's a lot more subjective. Anyway, the point with the Penguins, they're drafting guys who are highly productive at their skill level. Their age bracket, I should say. Maybe not skill level. And they're drafting guys with projectable tools. Guys who see the game well. This is where we see him in 2-3 years. These are things that are going to stick no matter what. It's not all going to be right. They're going to screw it up. Guys aren't going to pan out. Not being naive, but some intriguing stuff. But in the middle of it, too, you've got Sidney Crosby, who wants to win. And what do you do there? What are the Penguins telling us with drafting 13 young guys, with holding on to Rickard Rakell, Brian Rust as well? There are, I don't want to say mixed messages, but I feel like we don't know all of the story here. Are they going to move on Rakell and Rust? I hope not. What's going to happen with Erik Karlsson, Tristan Jarry et al.? I feel like we got one clue. Alex Nedeljkovic moved to the San Jose Sharks for a 2028 third rounder. But still some stuff very much rounding into form. We'll get into the hockey talk in a little later tonight. Again, Connor Griffin currently playing with High A Greensboro, the Pirates' best position player prospect. A fascinating kid since they took him in the first round this past year. I'll kind of set the stage for that a little bit. And just around all of the improbability happening with the Pirates right now. It's crazy. I know you've been following it. I was on with Chris and Andrew this afternoon. We were kicking around some of this stuff and posed this question to you guys as well. We're going to have some open space after Connor Griffin and before Kevin Gorman. Feel free to weigh in with your thoughts. That is typically welcomed on the Fan Evening Show, at least when I have it, 412-928-9370 is the number to call. Does this make you feel any better about the Pirates? It changes my mind a little bit, sure. It's too little too late. I don't think it's going to change the overall outcome, but I think there's some things that we can kind of reconsider here.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
So it's a tricky question to answer because Andrew and Chris asked me a version of that. It doesn't change where I think this team's going to go, but I think it might change what this team is. The Pirates, over their past six games, have outscored their opponents 43-4. 43-4. It's the most runs scored in a six-game stretch while allowing fewer than five runs in MLB history. They had three consecutive shutouts in a series for the first time since 1976. They haven't allowed a run in 31 innings. I could go on. You get the point. They're clobbering teams. This is not sustainable. But it is a reversion to the mean. And I take that to mean, different kind of mean, they aren't as bad as we all thought. They might have been better. Is that enough to change Bob Nutting's mind on Ben Cherington? Does that mean Ben Cherington should keep his job? No, I don't think so. I hope not, because I don't think it's the right move for the Pirates. I don't think they should be swayed by what we're seeing here. I think they're showing that they're not as bad as they were early on. Okay, we know that. They're also showing that they have responded to Donnie Kelly, which is cool. It's good for Donnie Kelly. He should be getting his flowers right now. Absolutely no problem with that. They were 12-26 under Derek Shelton. Donnie Kelly, they're two games over right now, 26-24. They're five games over at 22-17 over the last 39. Very good. Very good, very good, very good. We can go down the list of things Donnie Kelly has done better than Derek Shelton. I thought it was interesting watching the game. I think it was last night or two nights ago. Greg Brown's on there talking about how Donnie Kelly sees the game, watches the game, lets it unfold. They're not as adherent to a script. I don't know. You can read between some lines there. At least, I don't know. Maybe I was, because it aligns with my way of thinking. But the Pirates were too adherent to a game script. Donnie Kelly watches the game. He reacts to the game. Manages in real time. Has his players' respect. They're juicing some more, not enough, but some more offense on a heater right now. I mean, obviously, if this would continue, this would be really, really good. But my point here, and not to keep rambling, but it's that Donnie Kelly has been really good. How did we get to Donnie Kelly? Should have gotten to Donnie Kelly earlier, right? Ben Cherington, though, at the end of last season, said he thought the best move was to stick with Derek Shelton. I think Ben Cherington was highly reluctant to move on from Derek Shelton when he did. I do believe that Bob Nutting had a pretty good influence there. Maybe it was the influence. I think it got to a point, now we're down in the interpersonal weeds, and I have no way of answering the exact parts of this. But I don't think Bob was completely away from it. You know, it might have gone something like this. I really think we're going to get there. I really think we're going to get there with Shelty. We just need a little bit more time. Just need a little bit more time. Bob Nutting interjects, I'm out of time. You need to make a move. You need to do something. Anyway, if the general manager didn't want to make this move, but this has been the ideal move, do you really want to bring that guy back for next year? Do you really want to have him run your draft, trade deadline, whatever. And I think some things have softened with the draft. I'm going to bring on Connor Griffin, who's been a victory for the Pirates. He's been a very good draft pick. Ben Cherington deserves credit for that. His director of amateur scouting, Justin Horowitz, deserves credit for that. Everything we know so far, Connor Griffin has been an absolutely brilliant pick. I love it. Nick Gonzalez, the more he hits, the better that pick looks. And those guys deserve credit for it. If Henry Davis pans out, those guys deserve credit for it. Tamar Johnson, etc. But I don't think in 6 years the Pirates have made enough progress. Regardless of what happens this season, I don't think they're going to get to a point where they far exceed 76 wins and you look at them and say, oh my gosh, it is so different. No, they might scratch and claw to get back to like 72, 74. And I'm looking at this saying the influence of Donnie Kelly and how these players are playing for them is notable. I'll take that away from this stretch. But I do not sit here and think that what Ben Cherington has done has been acceptable. I think there's a line to be drawn. At least there is in my head. I hope there is in yours too, so you're understanding what I'm saying. Donnie Kelly has had a positive influence, but it doesn't change my way of thinking about this team overall. There still needs to be somebody else making important decisions. And if you're not going to continue with this general manager, to me, the time to change, the time to do something different is right now. If you know you're going to go in a different direction, don't waste time. That's what this is. And no, Ben Cherington is not directly relative or directly impacting the draft. There are people that do that for him. I understand that. There's a much greater impact at the trade deadline. And so at the trade deadline, what are you going to tell Cherington? I mean, you're probably not going to tell him anything, I suppose, but what are you going to allow him to do? And if you're not going to allow him trades that the Pirates need to make, you're wasting an opportunity. And I think that is what's going to happen based on my read of the situation. I think they're going to try to get through the draft and the trade deadline with Ben Cherington. Recent stretches like this one only help that case because they kind of take the heat out of a hot kitchen, to quote a famous announcer in Pittsburgh sports named Mike Lang. Makes it a little bit easier to keep everybody in place. But I don't think, based on really covering the entirety of Cherington's tenure here, that he's done a good enough job addressing the number one team, the number one thing that has ailed this team. The Pirates have needed offense. Cherington has been unable to find it. Whether that has happened at the MLB trade deadline, whether that has happened over the winter, via trades, via free agency, he has not done a good enough job. And so I don't understand why you would continue to do that. Now again, some of what we've seen recently changes my opinion. Connor Griffin helps change my opinion about the draft. Nick Gonzalez helps change my opinion about the draft. Maybe Tamar Johnson does. I think it's probably better than a lot of people, a lot of critics, myself being one, have given Cherington credit for. But is it enough to continue? My argument would be no. The Pirates are approaching a trade deadline, which I will get to throughout the show. That's something I want to talk with Kevin Gorman about at 7:30. A little bit of an advertisement there. Which direction should the Pirates go at the deadline? How serious should they get? Again, I don't think they're going to get very serious, but I think they should. I think there's some trades there that will help them in the long run. And I question whether they're going to do it. And it's not that I'm trying to run Mitch Keller out of town. It's not that I'm trying to run David Bednar out of town or Ke'Bryan Hayes. I covered these guys. They've been phenomenal people. I preface every one of my thoughts about these guys with them personally. And I probably don't need to do that. It's probably redundant and I don't care. So I take no delight in saying it's a smart move to trade Mitch Keller, but it very well could be a smart move to trade Mitch Keller if that's how you are able to supply yourselves with what you need, more offense. There's a lot more to get into, though. The Luis Ortiz stuff, I've got some thoughts on that. It's pretty wild if you think about it. Again, we'll bounce back a little bit of football, a little bit of hockey, a little bit of fun 4th of July talk, honestly. It's a big holiday tomorrow. There was a question bouncing around social media today, too. Is Penn State considered part of the Pittsburgh sports scene? I think it is. I'll explain to you why I think that a little bit later in the show. It's the first time I've been on the air since I wrote about Chuck in Uniontown. I want to talk a little bit about that and some stuff going on with Chuck. And the 42th annual. Those of you who follow me on Twitter know what I'm talking about, at JMackeyPG. The Brentwood 4th of July celebration. Those are my people. It's where I'm from. I'm proud as hell of being from Brentwood. But there was a funny sign. Instead of 42nd, it's the 42th. I love it. We'll talk a little bit about that. The Fan Text Line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And Fan Twitter, it's brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. You can visit them at southhillskia.net. Again, a kind of a unique start to tonight's show. I'm looking forward to it. I enjoy the variation. But we will have Connor Griffin, Pirates prospect. He'll join us. And to just very quickly set the stage, Connor is absolutely tearing up in Greensboro in 20 games. He's slashing 329, 441, 553. That's a 994 OPS. And don't worry, you don't have to remember those numbers. There's no quiz at the end of the night. Five doubles, four home runs, 15 RBIs, a whole bunch of stuff. Had a three-run homer today. He's been fantastic since the Pirates took him in the first round last year. Was the first high schooler off the board. His prospect buzz has been soaring. MLB Pipeline has him all the way up to 13th. Baseball America has Griffin all the way up to second. We'll talk to him about all that. It's Fan Evening Show. Joel Nelson producing. Jason Mackey hosting. Connor Griffin coming up as our guest next on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.